Well then, sir, I accounts for it this way. It seems to me that ere wolf escaped simply because he wanted to get out. From the hearty way that both Thomas and his wife laughed at the joke, I could see that it had done service before, and that the whole explanation was simply an elaborate sell. I couldn't cope in badinage with the worthy Thomas, but I thought I knew a surer way to his heart, so I said, "Now, Mr. Builder, we'll consider that first half-sovereign worked off, and this brother of his is waiting to be claimed when you've told me what you think will happen." "Right you are, sir," he said briskly. "You'll excuse me, I know, for a chafing of you, but the old woman here winked at me, which was as much as telling me to go on."
"Well, I never," said the old woman.
"My opinion is this. That ere wolf is a hiding of somewheres. The gardener what didn't remember said he was a galloping northward faster than an horse could go. But I don't believe him, for you see, sir, wolves don't gallop. No more nor dog does. They not been built that way. Wolves is fine things in a story book, and I dare say when they gets in packs and does be chivying something that's more afeard than they is, they can make a devil of a noise and chop it up, whatever it is. But Lord bless you, in real life, a wolf is only a low creature, not half so clever or bold as a good dog, and not half a quarter so much fighting him. This one ain't been used to fighting, or even to providing for hisself, and more likely somewhere round the park, a-hiding and a-shivering of. And if he thinks at all, wondering where he is to get his breakfast from, or maybe he's got down some area, and is in a coal cellar. My eye, won't some cook get a rum start when she sees his green eyes a-shining out at her of the dark? If he can't get food, he's bound to look for it, and mayhap he may chance to light on a butcher's shop in time. If he doesn't, and some nursemaid goes a-walking off with a soldier, leaving of the infant in the perambulator, well, then I shouldn't be surprised if the census is one baby the less. That's all." I was handing him the half-sovereign when something came bobbing up against the window, and Mr. Builder's face doubled its natural length with surprise.
"God bless me," he said. "If there ain't old Bazicka come back by hisself.